Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
And it's the ultimate Everton quiz book, or another Everton quiz book, written by Gavin Buckland, the Everton statistician. Morning to you, Gav.
Hi, Steve. Okay.
Tell you what, there's some stuff in here that absolutely has your brain racked. Just give us the idea behind the book itself, because you've done lots of little chapters in it, which are quite unusual.
Yeah, this is actually the second one. This is Never Mind the Toffees 2. As I was saying, I think as a sequel, hopefully it's more Godfather 2 than Jaws 2, you know. it's just basically straightforward. We do 30 or so chapters with 11 questions in. Each one's got a theme, FA Cup, League Cup, Europe. I think the first book was done, we've actually had two more managers, so it reflects that table and time as well, I suppose. So it's all pretty logical. I'm not trying to change the winning formula from the first one, to be honest with you.
You've got to keep refreshing it. There's no way anyone gets through this book knowing all the answers. There was one, straight away I got drawn to one question. Who's one and only first team appearance? Yeah. Saw him infamously sent off after 37 minutes of the Merseyside derby in 1982. And I thought, I won't look at the answer straight away. I just couldn't get it. Went right to the back. What a story. Glenn Keighley.
Yeah. Glenn Keighley, yeah, famously at Goodison in November 82 and pulling back Kenny Dalglish just outside the box. I think it was 1-0 then, and then 10 men went down to an unlucky 5-0 defeat. But I think the thing that I would try to do, Steve, and any quiz question, is you'd probably pick one out there that's maybe one of the more unusual ones, is give people a chance, to give an answer.
In that case,
you've probably got to be a certain age. Most of them are, and a lot of them are quite recent stuff, because since the book was done in 2013, a hell of a lot happens at Everton, and it reflects that 4 or 5 year period as well.
Go on, I'll throw one at you. Do you know these off by heart? Who was Everton's top scorer in the 94-95 campaign with 16 goals?
I'll ask the question, should know that. I won't give the answer. I won't give the answer, but he scored in the FA Cup final.
Well, everyone knows it now, don't they?
Yeah.
It's a great little book. It's definitely, it's a nice little size. You could take it down the pub, this, and just have a whole load of arguments over this book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never Mind the Toffees 2, another ultimate Everton quiz book. Gav's got it out now. Where can you find it, Gav?
All the usual places and all the usual places on the internet. Yeah.
Right.
The last one sold really well, so this is why I was kindly asked by History Press to do a sequel. Because even in this day and age, people have still got a need to get some good quiz questions. Fortunately, there's a lot of stuff to go on in the last few years as well, as I say.
You can't beat a good quiz. Let's get some thoughts on Everton from last night. Wayne Rooney, 7 goals in his past 8 league appearances now. His stats look all right, Gav?
They do. He had a bit of a ropey period, didn't he? Started off well, and then sort of as the team's fortunes declined, his form declined. But he's come back well over the last 4 or 5 games, which is good to see. And that was it was a scrappy finish last night. Somebody said that it was lucky, but he anticipated it really well, didn't he? That's where his Premier League experience, shall we say, comes into it, doesn't it? Last night, I thought, and he showed all his experience there in terms of reacting really quickly. And it was it was probably not one of the most difficult goals of his career, but there was obviously some thought went into it from him.
Yeah, it wasn't luck. That was anticipation.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Somebody said it was lucky. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I mean, you've got to be sharp of mind, haven't you? He was the sharpest in the box at that moment in time to think keeper might make an error, might spill it. You've got to be in. That's what proper goal poachers do.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't even say Wayne's been a goal poacher over the years. He's obviously scored a lot of goals, but you don't really associate him with goalkeeper, do you, really? But as I say, just as his experience, I think about Wayne for me is that, I'm quite happy saying I wasn't necessarily best pleased that they signed him in the summer, and you saw it in the derby at Anfield, is he may not give you a full 90 minutes full-on performance, but in every game, he'll give you one moment of quality or one bit of, you know, that little bit of edge that maybe we've been missing. You saw it at Anfield, didn't you, on Sunday? Hardly touched the ball, but he put a great ball through to Calvert-Lewin for the penalty. And you know, so you know every game off Wayne, you'll get one piece of one piece of quality.
It's almost like he's the talisman at the moment for the revival. Just in terms of how long Everton have gone without the away win, is that a record for Everton in terms of their entire history? 11 months without a win away from home. What is the record on that front, Gav?
It's not even the longest in the Premier League. The longest in the Premier League was 97-98. I think it went to a whole season, 19 games. Ended with the Gary Speed penalty in the last minute at Leicester. The longest in the club history is actually goes from, and I do remember some of this, October 1970 to April 1972.
Oh, my life.
18 months. I can't remember how many games. I think it might have been 35 away games without a win. And that was in not just the league, that was in all competitions, you know. And if you think it's been dire at the start of the season, it wasn't as bad as the 1971-72 campaign, I can tell you.
Well, this is very much in the shade then, but it's actually nice to sort of get out of that poor record, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, as a new manager, that's what you want to do, isn't it? You want your first home win, you want your first away win, you know, as quickly as possible. And Sam's got that, hasn't he? You know, and I think for me, his impact has been, a few people said this is in more ways than one, when Joe Royle came in after Mike Walker went in 94, and you saw an immediate tightening up of the defence then under Joe and a number of scrappy wins. And, you know, the Sam's done a similar job, I think, which you would expect, to be honest with you.
Are you comfortable with the balance he's finding in the side?
I'm comfortable with that. I think if he played sort of the same defence in every Premier League game or thereabouts, I think one of Koeman's problems, I think, and was that he constantly swapped Chagioka, Williams and Keane every week. Where Sam appears to have settled with Holgate and Williams in the middle of the defence. And I think that's the first thing you've got to sort when you come in. So John Joe Kenny's played really well at right back. So I'm in terms of balance, I'm pleased that he's not sorted defence up, but he's got a settled defence that appears to be a bit more harder to break down than under Unsworth and then before then and Koeman. And then just take it from there, really. I still don't think we've got the balance right up the in the middle of the pitch and up front, to be honest with you.
You've got to say all this has happened very quickly, hasn't it, Gav? I mean, 3 weeks ago, it was crisis time. All of a sudden, Everton are on an unbeaten run.
Yeah, I think is it 10 points from 12? Is it something like that? After the 11 points from the first, was it 12 games? I think part of the thing is, Steve, is you know yourself, you have a look at the bottom of the table. There's not a great big gap, is there, between the teams in the sort of bottom three and the teams that suffer for 9th or 10th, I think. I think it's only like 4 or 5 points at the moment. So if you can get 2 or 3 wins on the spin, you can chase up the table pretty quickly. And I think that's what we've done here, haven't we? And that, you're now looking at, you know, I think, you know, you're now looking to say, well, actually, I think 7th that they got last year is still on. You'd line on Burnley maybe falling away, but certainly, you know, 8th would be something that you'd be looking for, but there's still a hell of a lot of work to do. As Sam acknowledged by banning the Christmas party, of course.
Yeah, only in public. I'm sure he's taking them out in private.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Keep the spirits up. He looks like he'd like to enjoy a little bit of a night out with the lads. They're 4 points off what? Leicester, who are 8th, and they're 8 points off 7th. And you mentioned it then, it's Burnley that are throwing a spanner in the works here, isn't it? You almost need Burnley to come off the tracks a little bit.
And we've probably been saying that for a couple of months, haven't we, really? And, you know, you're getting close to halfway through the season and they're still there, not just in seventh, are they? They're sort of a bit higher than that. And they've had a couple of unlucky results in that run as well. So, I mean, I think I think the problem for me as such is what they do in January. Bear in mind, you know, Sam's only got an 18 month contract. You just buy players just for those 18 months, or do you look up on them? So there's still work to be done, I think, in January as well. and that might dictate how it goes over the next, you know, the next sort of 4 or 5 months, how that plays out. And it'll certainly be interesting to see what the strategy is in January.
Pretty good run of fixtures coming up for Everton, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've got, I think there's a Chelsea, I think, in a couple of days before Christmas, but there's the Swansea, a few winnable games over Christmas. But you always say that, don't you? Pans out like that.
You know what I mean? They're never winnable when it gets to them, isn't it? But Liverpool fans would have been saying that about West Brom.
Yeah, well, Everton and West Brom, you said, bang on four points at least there. And look at West Ham, you know, the opposite way they play, Chelsea and Arsenal home and get 4 points in two games. You know, so it never pans out like that, especially we've got all these fixtures, as everybody knows, between now and Christmas and thereafter with the FA Cup derby. And that always has an effect on form and sometimes the results as well, doesn't it? But so far, so good under Sam. But you would have expected that, to be honest with you.
Gav, thank you very much indeed, and best of luck with the book. It's called Never Mind the Toffees 2, another ultimate Everton quiz book.
Pleasure.
It's written by the Everton brain, Gav Buckland, and it's in your shops now. And it's a lovely little stocking filler, that. Take it down. Annoy your mates with these questions. Cheers, Gav.
Thank you, mate. Take care. Your guide to Merseyside sport.
The Kickoff. Radio City Talk.